So what, is there a particular listener in mind you have when you're stocking the, store for any vinyl?
No.
No?
No. Yeah, the only way that I operate when I get stock into the shop is I try to not get too much music that is around everywhere else, because I find that to be a redundant thing for me to do. If I'm going to stock what everybody else stocks, that kind of makes me wonder, why am I even here? Because I'm not doing this for money. And so I stock things based on my own excitement level as a reaction to the music. And I think about what some people who come here and when they share their feelings about music and how they feel about it. So maybe if I'm not excited by a particular record, I'll think of the excitement of people who come here, and I'll get that record because I think that they might enjoy it. So I do keep other people in mind, but for the most part, I'm just trying to pull in as many things that seem stimulating musically as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally just stocking standards like Beatles records and,
yeah,
you know, Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin,
mm-hmm,
Mozart, Bach.
Yeah.
But mostly I want it to be like, you just have a little basis of what you know, and then after that it just opens up into a big ocean of unknown.
Yeah, because I was looking through the vinyl, and I saw a lot of artists I've never heard of before. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get excited by that feeling of not knowing where you're at and exploring it.
Yeah.
So I want to share that feeling with other people. Some people really get excited by it. Some people feel strange by it and intimidates them, but you know, maybe that person could come back 3 years later and be totally ready because of the experiences they had in their life in the in-between time.
Yeah.